Hi everyone, this is the last session of this about Qigong. I'm going to talk about production ready swing data pipeline based on Apache Beam and Google Cloud Data Flow in Melbay. I'm from Japan and I'm working for Melbay as a data engineer. This slide is already available online. Search this HNA hashtag on Twitter. As a background, we have started to execute our stream data pipeline since last year, but we are thinking public knowledge for Apache and Google Cloud Data Flow is not enough to make it production ready. So I want to describe and share our knowledge and use case and exchange the knowledge. This is the agenda. At first, what is made by quick introduction and overview of our stream data pipeline with our background, and following some my main topics, how we make the pipeline production ready, especially development and operational perspectives. First, what is Melbay? Quick introduction. Melbay is a mobile payment service in Japan. I think it's not familiar to US, but it's famous kind of services in part of Asia like Alipay, WeChat Pay in China, OVO and GrabPay in Indonesia. And we are based on Mercari in Japanese C2C e-commerce service. We are providing some payment methods. First one is NFC near field communication payment and QR code scan payments like Alipay. Next is overview of our stream data pipeline. At first, our technical background, we have started to develop our Melbay services as a based on microservice architecture, and we are running these microservices on Google Kubernetes Engine and using many GCP services like Google Cloud Spanner as a database, and GCP and Cloud PubSub for storage, for messaging. And we had an issue when migrating to microservices, how to collect many logs for microservices. To collect the logs, we've implemented a bit complicated data pipeline based on PubSub and data flow chain, and using CCS and BigQuery as data lake. Currently, the traffic is about 2,500 RPS. As technical stack, we are using Google PubSub as a data source. It's automatically generated by Terraform HashiCorp Terraform module we implemented and we have developed data flow jobs in Scala with Spotify, Sio, Rapper library for Apache Java SDK. As data syncs, we are using GCS and storing Apache Avro files and BigQuery with streaming insert or schedule big load command from Apache Airflow. It's my background, and following the main part. First one is how to make it production ready. In development phase, we had some issues for like that, testing, load testing, performance profiling and debug. And currently, we have these solutions. First one is testing. When writing Beam job on plain Java Scala code is easy to test, just write unit tests with JUnit or Scala test. And each P transform is also easy. And we are using Spotify SIO, and it's wrapped by high level API, so it's very easy. But integration part, basically, we enable each ETL jobs to separate I/O parts and can connect each jobs, each transforms of jobs to make easy to integration test, and also using job test in SIO, it makes it more easy to integration test. No required modify body of ETL jobs. Just inject input and output from to dummy files and can write any assertions like that. And we are also using property-based testing. As background, we accept many kinds of loads encoded in Apache Avro and Google protocol buffer. So sometimes it's so difficult to testing appropriately because it requires dummy data for testing. But in Scala world, Scala checks and Spotify that too is useful for the test case, like protobuf of or Avro file, Avro of can receive specific proto class or Java Avro class, and then can generate random data based on the schema. So we don't need to create many dummy data myself. Second idea is benchmark. At first, we want to receive over 15 RPS in my data pipeline and want to test the load because we want to know the behavior of our ETL jobs when high load and pub sub or other infra quota. So I've implemented load testing data flow jobs have destination as a have pub sub topic as a destination. It has benefits of using cloud data flow. For example, able to use streaming engine, multiple workers, auto scaling, and data flow templates jobs are reusable to and easy to use. And we can implement the load tester based on same functions or other jobs. So we can also use random data generated by Scala check and Lata 2. It's an actual load tester. At first, giving some dummy unbound infinity source from generated sequence in Beam Java SDK, and then transform part get random data from Lata tool and Scala check and wrapping PubSub message class. Finally, writing PubSub IO. It's an execution example of Google Cloud Console Web UI. It's very useful because data flow templates jobs can execute by only giving some required options on web UI, like output pub sub topic, load value, or other options. And then data flow service executes the template jobs like that. Third part is profiling. After benchmark, sometimes we need to dig deeply the critical bottleneck, but it's not easy. It's not easy to dig bottlenecks because our jobs is running on Google Cloud Data Flow Service. But we are happy. There's magic to enable profiling option on the running jobs with SackDriver. Profiling agent configuration is like magic and pipeline option to enable SackDriver profiler. I think it's hidden and undocumented option, but I found Miriam entry might be described by Googler. Then we got profile results on SackDriver profiler from running streaming jobs on data flow service like that. and debug. We currently we have three options: using Stackdriver debugger, using Docker Nice container with JVM debugger, and optionally analyzing heap dumps when ON. First one, Stackdriver debugger is able to use by specifying 11 cloud debugger option. I think it's also undocumented option, but it works now. When enabling the option, Stackdriver debugger is recognizing this application ID, but it's not human readable. We can find three IDs on Stackdriver loading by worker set workflows. And Stackdriver debugger can capture any variables by specifies line and Java stack trace for running data flow jobs. It's very useful to debug, especially very complicated workload. Second option is Dockerize. First one, using Stackdriver debugger is requires to deploy our jobs to Dataflow service, but sometimes we hope to test on my local environment. So Dockerize and using Direct Runner is very useful to debug. But our data pipeline is using some Google Cloud native components like PubSub, GCS, BigQuery. Fortunately, PubSub and GCS has alternatives like PubSub emulator and local file system, but BigQuery is not easy to replace other components. I found BigQuery sandbox, but it doesn't support streaming ESAT. So on this case, I omitted just the pipeline. And these containers, including many data flow jobs, requiring high CPU memory resources. So it's hard to run in my Mac or other laptop. But I think Docker machine command is helps to us, and Docker machine has Google Driver enables to host Docker machine on Google Computer Engine, and JVM debug ports can be forwarded by Docker machine SSH, like SSH port forwarding. We can use like that. When start remote instance on GC, Docker machine creates driver Google machine type or other options, then set up the environment and just up these containers by using Docker Compose. and then creating SSH port forwarding connection and attach the JVM debug ports via JDB or IDE. I have demo video for that. At first, creating GC instance for Docker host by using Docker machine Google driver. Skip. And then set up the created environment, and after that making breakpoint on IntelliJ I'm using, and after that Docker compose app. We are using Cloud Pub Sub as pipes between jobs. So at first, creating pub sub emulator, and then creating dummy topic and subscription by the starter component. After that, building each data flow jobs like that by SVG. Skip. Well, it's starting some data flow jobs like with these pipeline options. And this pub-sub root URL can change pub-sub endpoint to specified emulator endpoint. By default, it's set as Google Cloud URLs. Skip. Oh, cat. The breakpoint is working like that, and some variables is captured. And we can dig the stacks. It's very helpful and flexible, because it doesn't require to deploy data flow jobs to data flow service. And additionally, sometimes I've encountered OOM exceptions on data flow service, and then use like dump heap on OOM options. It enables to dump heaps when OOM occurs frequently, like by default 3 times. Then the heap dump stores specified paths like GS, constructors. Next is operational perspectives. We have these issues on production, pipeline option management, CI/CD monitoring at on call, and we are using these solutions. First, pipeline option management is we feel it's nightmare because there are many pipeline options in Beam and Dataflow. Actually, Dataflow pipeline options extends over 10 super classes, and we are using more user-defined pipeline options. It's very complicated. So the pipeline option management is so painful. Sometimes it's having structured, complicated options, and we have two environments, development and production, but and sorry. Sometimes we hope to specify independent options between development and production. And ideally, we want to describe some reasons why we set the pipeline option values. YAML settings helps us like that. It supports structured settings and comments like that. This part is basic pipeline options as you are familiar. Runner, streaming options, auto scaling algorithms, and experience flags. And these parts are user defined pipeline options. For CI/CD, we are using Circle CI on CI, doing SDK tests, SDK integration tests, and trying to build template jobs. And at CD part, basically automatically deploying to development end and on production. At first, templates build, and at first, train existing learning jobs, and then finally, start learning a new pipelines. It's very simple pipeline and CD pipeline, but ideally, we hope to use update operation on the Google Cloud Dataflow. It can reduce downtime, but maybe it complicates our deploy pipeline. Monitoring part is you are basically using fully subscriber monitoring. It supports GCP metrics like data flow service, system logs, watermarks, cloud data flow, ankle messages, subscriber logging, log-based custom metrics, and JVM. It's given by experiments enable stack driver agent metrics pipeline option. And application level metrics is collected by open sensors library and stack driver monitoring. We are creating our metrics dashboards like that. And at on-call, it's very simple. Configured by telephone and monitors basic metrics like system logs and order marks and triggers alerts to pager duty. It's my summary. We are providing mobile payment service in Japan and using Apache Beam and cloud data flow to run streaming jobs, collecting microservices logs, and fully use Sakuraba related services and some way to debug wiki. And keeps operations very simple to avoid complicated incidents. That's all. Thanks.
So you said you use Serverless UI to automate a deployment to a dev environment to test things out there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the functional difference between your dev environment and your production one for a staged pipeline? They have to be in the same application in GCP.
You said about how we test automatically integration test?
No, how do you go from, so you stage for development, how do you go from development to production?
Ah, yes. Currently, we don't have staging environments, only development and production.
Somebody just ran it from their laptop? Like, I guess, how does somebody...
What?
How does the change go into production? Does that, like somebody, like an ops person...
Currently, it's... we have to judge by ourselves in a manual trigger.
Mm-hmm. What's your flow for, like, how do you use the stack driver debugger? Is it you get an alert from PagerDuty so that everything is backed up? Let's say, is it then that you enable the debugger to try to figure out why, you know, the system is backed up? Or, I guess, what are the cases where you start using the debugger? And, like, what sorts of, I guess, problems have you solved by using the debugger?
You say it's especially for monitoring. I've used Datadog instead of Sakuraba monitoring, but GCP and Datadog. Sorry. Some lags, time lags between GCP and Datadog about 15 minutes, and some metrics doesn't support to forward to Datadog, so I gave up to using Datadog or other solutions. No other question?
I'll ask one more question. Do you know the debugger, it seems like it works really well with Java. Do you know, or I guess Scala, does the debugger also work with, like, the pipeline?
Ah, yes. It works.
Okay.
Mm.
That's interesting. Cool.
Because Scala code is running on JVM.
Okay.
No question? So, finish.
Thanks.
Thank you.